now more than ever.
Well, I don't know if it's more than ever. Maybe that's not.
But it's time to really focus on Jesus. Amen. These times have called for us to get laser focused on the Lord. Amen. And the reason why I stopped from saying these times more than ever, because I guess that's been the case all the time. Amen. So that doesn't really make sense for me to say that. But it just seems like, you know, with everything that's, you know, I don't have to tell any of you that's in here today, with everything that's going on this year, you know, between the pandemic, between the political divide, between the in social injustice, it's just, you know, usually you have those things once a lifetime, and now you got all three of them in the mid and 1 year. And it's just been really trying. It's been, you know, it's, you know, Brother Fred, it leads me more and more to think about what you're teaching us regarding evangelism, because it's hard to talk to people these days. Amen. It's hard to, there's a lot of, you know, they always told you not to talk, you know, politics and religion with friends and family, but nowadays it's like, could be a death sentence for you. Amen. It's just really risky to do nowadays. Amen. And people are really passionate about whatever they believe. And, you know, it's you know, even the church, I think more, you know, the people are looking at the church as, you know, a place of judgment. You know, people are, they look at the church as very, you know, we're very judgmental in these days. You know, they're not a lot of people are turning towards the church for help because they look at the church as, you know, judgmental. You know, you're going to, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, it just makes me think more and more about the importance, especially in these times, of building common ground with people. Amen. And just not, you know, not so much telling them where what they need to do or what they're doing wrong or what they're not, you know, all that stuff. It's just about, hey, I'm human just like you're human. I have feelings and thoughts just like you do. I have, you know, we may differ on some things, but I'm just like you. I'm just here trying to make it just like you. Amen. And I think more than ever, it's imperative to build common ground with people today. You know, and it goes back to what the Bible says about us, about the, you know, the one ministry that he has given us for sure is the ministry of reconciliation. And if we need that today, reconciliation, amen. We need reconciliation, and God has given, believe it or not, God has given that. He has put that in all of us. Amen. And you might not want to run with it. You may not want to walk with it. You may not want to utilize it, but it's in you. Amen. And it's only in you because Jesus is in you. Amen. If you've accepted Christ in your life, Jesus is in you. That means reconciliation is a part of you. Amen. Because that's what he does. We're going to go to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Matthew 14. But, you know, now that I'm, it's like one of those things. You ever, somebody ever tell you about something that you've never seen before? And then after they tell you about it, then all of a sudden you see it over and over because you just, I don't know if it was because you just weren't looking for it before or, you know, have you ever seen a, you know, a red so-and-so? And I'm like, no, I don't think I've ever seen a red so-and-so. And then next week you see a red so-and-so. And then you see another red so-and-so. You're like, man, maybe I was missing it all along. Amen. But now that I'm looking for, I said that to say this, now that I'm looking for and I'm in building common ground and is on my mind and things like that, it shows me more than ever that's what Jesus did, amen, as he ministered to people. Matthew 14. Have you ever wondered, you know how we always say walk by faith? You need to walk by faith. Amen? You know, you say this is what I'm dealing with right now. These are the situations in my life. These are the challenges. And I say to you, you know what, sister? You know what, brother? You need to walk by faith. Amen? Something we hear quite a bit in church. But what does it mean in the real world? What does, you know, I always want to, you know, part of my thing is I always like to, I don't like to just preach. I don't like to just, I like to, hopefully, my goal with the help of God is to give us something that when we walk out of here, we can actually apply it in our lives. So what does it mean in the real world? When we walk out that door, what does it mean to walk by faith? You know, you're facing a tough situation or a tough circumstance. You know, whether it's whatever. You could have lost a job. You're almost out of money. You know, you got a health crisis. You got things going on in your home life. Whatever the case may be, and someone says to you, well, you know, you need to walk by faith. What does that mean? What does that mean? When we look at Matthew, the 14th chapter, I'm going to start at the 22nd verse. But before that in the chapter, we went, you know, it's a pretty trying time for Jesus. Amen. St. John the Baptist was beheaded. It just seems to me, you know, through reading this, that I just get the feeling that Jesus was in a place of exhaustion and mentally fatigued and probably going through a lot of emotions, and he went to get away, and then he ran into all the people that were waiting for him, that followed him. He saw the multitude, and that's when he fed the 5,000, and you could just imagine how exhausting, you know, he was, how exhausted he was, and what an exhausting situation it was. He went to be alone and pray. And then we get to the 22nd verse of Matthew. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go towards Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And as he was sinking, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen. We've read in your hearing the 22nd through the 33rd verses of Matthew. And what we see here, you know, and don't we, that's something that we kind of tease each other with a lot too, when, you know, when we're not, oh ye of little faith. Amen. We're quick to say that to somebody else. Amen. Oh, ye of little faith. Amen. You couldn't handle that? You couldn't believe for that? Really? Come on, that was nothing. You know, and nothing to you and nothing to somebody else is a totally different thing. Amen? But the bottom line is, you know, we're in a time now where we need to be like Peter, and we need to go when Jesus says come. Amen? And again, it goes back to what I always say. If Jesus tells you to do something, we got to understand that the path has already been laid. He's already got the situation primed for you to do what he has for you to do. Amen? But so many times, we don't even take the first step, because as soon as we understand or hear what God wants us to do, we immediately start to do what? Fear. Doubt. Amen? Oh, no, I can't. No, you can't be talking to me. He's really good at that. Talk to him. She could do that really well. Talk to her. That's not me. No. Amen? And God's like, yeah, you. This is what I would have you to do. But many times, it's fear that keeps us from not only doing what God would have us to do, but from us experiencing and living that abundant life that God really wants for us to live. Amen? Many times, he makes ways and he makes opportunities for us that we don't walk in or we don't hold out or attach to, because we think it can't be, you know, it's easier for us to say, no, that can't be for me. Amen? You know, I mean, just your testimony, you could use, you know, like, no, I'm not, that house is not for me. Come on, I'm supposed to be here like everybody else. I'm not supposed to have a nice, you know, I'm not supposed to, you know, you almost feel, you know, the enemy almost makes you feel like, you know, no, you're not, that's not for you. I mean, it's, you know, no, that's not you, okay, that's so-and-so, that's for them people, that's only for those people to enjoy, not for you, amen? You belong here, this is where you always been, this is what you know, this is, you know, you just stay right here where you belong, amen? When God says, no, I got a whole world that I can show you. I got all kinds of things I can show you. And it's not just for this group of people or for this group of people. It's not just for this status. It's for everyone. It's for all of my people, God says. This beautiful world it's for all of my people. Amen? It's not just, you don't. And that's something we need to put into our young people, too, because so many of our young people feel like this is all that is for me. This is all I know. This is all I've ever seen. So this is it. No. There's a whole world out there for you. Amen? But fear, many times, is what holds us back. And if you notice in the scripture, when Jesus said to Peter, come, when he first started out, he was like, he was so excited to actually do what he saw Jesus do. He walked out and he's like, wow. And then all of a sudden the winds blew and he got, right? Took his eyes off of Jesus. And that's the lesson in it for us. We can't take our eyes off of Jesus when the winds of life come through. Amen? We got to have our eyes stayed on him. The Bible says if we do that, he will keep us in perfect peace. Right? But what happens is we're going along nice, and all of a sudden a trouble comes in our life, a situation, a challenge comes in our life, some bad news or a challenging situation, or you're up against a wall in a certain situation, then all of a sudden you take your eyes off the very one that can take you through it, that can help you through it, that's done it so many times before, that's proven himself to you over and over and over again. You take your eyes off of him and you begin to look around at your situation. Wow, that wind is blowing pretty good and things do seem a little shaky out here. And what happened? As soon as Peter started looking around at everything else but Jesus, he started to sink. Amen? And thank God We got a God that's merciful, that loves to show us grace. Amen. And he didn't just say, see that? I told you not to take your eyes off of me. Now look what you've done. No, he reached down like he's done so many times for us, stretched out his hand, picked us back up, and taught us a lesson. Amen. But the first thing we need to overcome, or we need to understand when we're walking by faith and when we're going to build common ground with people and when we're going to do what the Lord would have us to do, is we have to understand and deal with that fear that comes to hold us back. Amen? We're going to go walk down this street and we're going to just knock on some houses and just talk to some people. You guys have fun. Amen. You know what I mean? I don't know what we're going to run into there. I don't know. You know, that's immediately, right? The fear immediately tries to squash an evangelism moment, right? Immediately. You haven't even taken a step yet. You don't know, you know, we immediately think about all the bad things that can happen instead of thinking about the good things that could happen. We might run into one or two people that are hungry and just looking for help and just say, yes, talk to me. I need somebody to talk to. But we don't think about that. We just think about all the bad things that could happen. Amen? So if we're going to do this, if we're going to talk about doing evangelism, if we're going to talk about walking in faith, we need to deal with the fear in our lives. Amen? And we all have different fears. Amen? My fears might be different than your fears. But we will never overcome our fears until we deal with our fears. It's the same thing with sin. Amen? We all have a list, like I said. We all have things we struggle with. None of us are perfect. We all have our weaknesses. But we will never be able to deal with what's on our list until we confront it. Until we expose it. Amen? As long as we keep it quiet, as long as we try to hide it, as long as we act like only me, you, and God know that it's there, as long as we do that, it'll always be an issue in our lives. Amen? But if you don't want it to be an issue in your life anymore, then you need to expose it. You need to say, look, I'm having trouble with this. I don't care. You can judge me if you want to. I'm having trouble with this. I don't want it in my life anymore. I don't like this about me. I don't want to, you know, I don't want this to keep me from doing what the Lord would have me to do anymore. I don't like tripping over the same thing over and over again, especially when I know better. Somebody help me, please. Amen? That's how you expose something. And then it's just like anything else. You can't help an alcoholic until an alcoholic realizes he needs help. Amen? So you can't deal with something that you're not happy with about yourself until you expose it and ask God. Say, Lord, show me what I need to do. And then, you know, and confide in someone that you trust. Say, look, I'm struggling with this. I need help. Amen? And then all of a sudden the Lord will use people and he will show you things and show you how to deal with whatever it is that you want to deal with in your life. But first, you have to deal with your fears. The only way you can overcome the fears in your life are to deal with them. Amen? Otherwise, you'll just always be fearful of whatever it is that is, because if you don't ever deal with it, it just stays there. Amen? So if we're going to walk by faith, the first thing we got to understand is walking by faith requires me to deal with the fear, because the fear is going to come. Amen? Because we say it all the time. Every day the Lord allows you to wake up, there's a war going on. Amen? The Lord wants you to walk walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, and the enemy wants you to walk after the flesh and not after the spirit. Amen? So the first thing we got to understand is anytime we're going to walk by faith in a situation, we got to understand that the enemy is going to come to us right away with that one thing that he knows that can paralyze us before we even get started, and that's fear. Amen? Fear can debilitate you. It can paralyze you to the point where you don't even want to get out of bed. You don't even want to move. Amen? You can't even think straight. So we have to deal with the fear that comes our way. So how do we deal with that fear? Well, it comes almost to the situation you were talking about today. There was a time when I started out, I had to rely on Central. And then it came to a time where I had a little something, but it was a little shaky. You know, I didn't know if it was going to start every day. I didn't even know, there was a chance I could get stuck. You know, I was fearful. And then she said something, but it's awfully reassuring to today be able to get into a vehicle that I know is going to get me where I need to go. It's awfully reassuring. That's what I want to focus on, what awfully reassuring. Right? The other one, I'm a little fearful here. I don't know. I could get stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere. You know, maybe you didn't have a cell phone back then. I don't know what it is. But, there's just fear. You know, I'm like, I hope I make it. Amen? And that's how we were living our lives before we accepted Christ. You know what I mean? We were hoping, we were trying our best. You know, trying, as much as I could do. But it's awfully reassuring to have Christ in our lives. Amen? And that's how, when we walk by faith, we know fear is coming. How do we deal with it? It's awfully reassuring. Knowing. Remember what I always say. This walk is not a walk of how you, it's not by how you feel or what you think or what you see. It's about what you know. It's about what you know. Because so many times it won't feel like it's going well. So many times it'll look so much worse than it is. So many times what you think is way off base. Amen? So we have to stand on what we know. Stand on it. See, when Peter first started walking on the water, he was looking right at Jesus because Jesus said, come. And he was walking on what he knew. Amen? And then all of a sudden, a little wind came, and all of a sudden, he forgot about what he knew. He started looking around at what he saw, fear, and started to sink. So when we talk about walking by faith in our own lives, in our own situations, the first thing we got to deal with is fear. How do we deal with fear? We look at the situation. We look at what Jesus has done for us. We know that he knows us better than we know ourselves. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. We know that, right? Do we know that? He said he'd be right there with me always, so I'm not in this, whatever it is, I'm not in it alone. Amen? I may not be able to get you on the phone. I may not be able to catch up with you, but I know I got Jesus with me. I'm not alone. Amen? So that should be awfully reassuring to us. Almost like getting in that new car that you know is going to start up and you know is going to get you where you're going to go. Amen? You're not in the hoopty anymore. You're just hoping for the best. Amen? You got Jesus now. And in having Jesus, it should be awfully reassuring. And trust me, some hard things come in our lives. Amen? But still, it should be awfully reassuring that the one who gave his only begotten son for you to have life. He loved you just that much. That one is with you through it all. Amen? He's with you through the winds, through the storms, through the sea, all the things that come our way in life. It's awfully reassuring to know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? So that's how we deal with what we know is going to come our way, fear. fear. Amen? The second thing is we need to be committed to what the Lord would have us to do. Amen? What storms in your life distract you from seeing Jesus? What storms in your personal life distract you from seeing Jesus? Could be financial difficulties, could be home problems, could family issues, sickness, death. What are the things, what are the storms in our life that keep us, that distract us from seeing Jesus? Amen? How do we commit to follow Christ? Through all the distractions, all the storms that take our eyes off of Jesus, how do we commit to follow him? Don't pay attention to your circumstances. When Peter saw the wind, he became distracted. Amen? He became distracted by his circumstances. We have to understand that circumstances are going to come in our lives, both good and bad. Amen? Trouble's going to come. Situation, you're going to have good days, bad days. You're going to have ups and downs. Things are going to, there's going to be a time, you're going to have seasons, you know, where things go a certain way. And, you know, but through it all, we can't let circumstances distract us from seeing Jesus. Seeing Jesus needs to be a constant for us. In the good times and the bad, at the top and in the valley, it's got to be a constant that we see Jesus, that we keep our minds, that we keep our focus on him so we don't sink. Amen? Because it's easy to sink in today's times. There's so many distractions. There's so many circumstances. There's so many situations. It seems like, if you don't keep your eyes focused on Jesus, if you don't keep your mind stayed on it, you can very easily become overwhelmed by what's going on in our world today. Amen? Saved as you want to be, Holy Ghost filled, all that stuff, you can become overwhelmed by the world's challenges if you don't keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Amen. Don't let fear control your life. Peter got afraid. He saw the storm, he got fearful. Fear can paralyze you. It can steal your joy. It can make you unproductive. Amen. You know, we got to understand too that, you know, Jesus didn't, you know, God didn't save us just so we could be on the roll. I mean, it's nice to be on the roll. Amen. I thank God for it. Amen. But that's not, I mean, he didn't just save you to be on the roll. He saved you to become a disciple. He's given you ministry of reconciliation. He saved you so that you can be a light in a dark world. Amen. The salt of the earth. He calls you the light of the world, the salt. He's talking about y'all. The light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen? King's kids. Amen? And if the world ever needs light, it's now. Amen? So we have a job to do, and it's like we just want to be okay by ourselves. But that's not what it's all about. We need to have an encouraging word for somebody else. We need to have a smile for somebody. We need to be able to build common ground. We need to be able to talk to somebody and hear what they have to say without judging. Amen? We need to be able to appreciate people's differences. So many things go into why they are how they are. Amen? Instead of judging that, we need to appreciate things. Don't pay attention to the circumstances. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So first, walking by faith requires the courage to take the first step into the unknown. We hate to do that, don't we? If I know what I'm getting into, then I can make a decision whether or not I'm going to go. But if I have no idea what I'm getting into, you go first. Amen? You ever hear that saying, change is good, you go first. Amen? We all want to change is good, you go first. Amen? I'm all for change. Go ahead. Right? We don't want to be the first because we don't know what we're getting into. Amen. So we have to have the courage. And how do we have the courage? Because it's not about us. I have courage not because of my abilities, not because of what I can do. I have courage because it's the Jesus in me that's doing what needs to be done. I'm just a vessel. Amen. Why he chose me to do this, I don't know, but he did, so I'm just the vessel, and I'm just walking with my eyes stayed on him. I'm not, if I was depending on my own abilities, if I was depending on my own strength, if I was depending on my own knowledge, I would have a right to be fearful. Amen? But it's not about me. So the first thing, and that's so important, because the first thing we think about when we feel like God is telling us to do, is whether we think we can. Am I able to do that? I don't think I am. That doesn't seem like it's me. You know, I if he asked me to do this, I could do that. But that's not me, right? That's the first thing we do when God asks us to do something that's not in our wheelhouse. We question it and we say, nah, you go. And you know what I believe? You know, like Fred could be much more like, it could be something in Fred's wheelhouse, right? But if God asks me to go and I don't go, even if Fred went, it's not going to work because he asked me to go. Amen? He made the way for me to do that, and he already had it set up. You know, he's got something else for, even though that's in Fred's wheelhouse, he's got something else for Fred to do right now. Amen? So I believe that, you know, that's why we shouldn't question when we know that God is, you know, because it's not about you. It's not about what you think you're good at. It's not about what you think, you know, is right for you to do, but it's about what God wants us to do. Amen? And that's why we have courage. That's how we develop courage, because it's not about us. And once we have the courage to overcome the fear, that requires commitment. Amen? Like you guys sang the song today, right? What's the one, with all of my heart, right? When you're saying all of my heart, that you're saying with, that's commitment. Amen? You're saying with all of my heart, right? That's not halfway. That's not a little bit, little dabble here and a little dabble. No, with all of my heart, right? Amen? That's how God wants us to be. He wants all of us. He wants all the way, yes. Amen? He doesn't want let go a little bit and let God. No, he wants let go, period, and let God. Amen? He wants all the way, yes. He wants all of your heart. And you know what? Regardless of what you think you're good at, regardless of your abilities, regardless of whatever, if you're doing something for the Lord with all your heart, it'll be good. Amen? It'll be good. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to have the courage. We have to have the commitment. Amen? And the third thing is we have to know. We have to know who Jesus is and who we are in him. That's what we have to know. It's nice for you to know the Bible from the cover to the back. Amen? That's nice. But beyond that, you need to know who Jesus is and you need to know who you are in him. More than any, more than knowing Habakkuk and all the other ones and all that's all good. The more of the knowledge, the more of the story that we know, the more the knowledge, the more the scripture, the better we can stand. But we need, most importantly, to know who Jesus is and who we are in him. We are more than a conqueror, not on our own, not by ourselves, but in him. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Not greater is me. Greater is he that is in me. Amen? So we need to know who Jesus is, and we need to know who we are in Jesus. Amen? And guess what? He'll take you out of your comfort zone sometimes. He'll expand your horizons. Amen? He'll show you that you're good at a lot more than you think you are. He'll show you that you're effective in a lot more areas than you think. You think you're just, this is my thing right here. This is what I'm good at. He'll show you that you're not only good at that, you're good at a whole lot of other things too. You just haven't moved out of the situation yet. Amen? He'll show you those things. But we have to overcome the fear. We have to be willing to commit. Amen? And we need to know who Jesus is. Amen? We have the victory in Jesus. The devil is defeated, God is exalted, and we have the victory in Jesus. We need to not only sing it, not only chant it, not only play it, but we need to know it, and we need to live it. The devil is defeated, God is exalted, and we have the victory. Amen? When trouble comes in your life, you need to tell the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and I have the victory in Jesus. I don't care if you got to tell yourself 100 times a day, every day of your life, keep saying that the devil is defeated. Oh, yeah, I know he's defeated, but right now I don't have no money in my bank account. Oh, I know. That's a great song. You know, I love singing that song. But right now, the doctor just told me something that I don't know what to do. I know that's a great song, but right now I got all kinds of trouble in my life. No, the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and I have the victory. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I don't care what the report is. I don't care what the situation is. Amen? And you might say, well, yeah, but it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Remember what he's done for you in the past. Remember all the hard things that he brought you out of in the past. Remember all the situations that you've been in the past when you thought you would never get through. You didn't think you'd live another day. You didn't think you'd make it this far. You did it because Jesus loves you and he cares for you and he's with you always. The devil is defeated, God is exalted, and I have the victory in Jesus. Amen? That's walking by faith. That's when we walk out of these doors and trouble will be ready for us. We need to walk by faith by understanding that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and I have the victory in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Lord, we thank you for this day and for this word, Lord, and we just pray that you would give us, I pray that we all could take something, amen, from the songs that we sang, from the word that we preached, from the prayers that we prayed, from the fellowship of the congregation today. Lord, I pray that each one could take something out the door with us today that we could apply in our lives that'll make us, take us further down the road. That'll make us better, Lord. That'll make us more effective. That'll make us more loving. That'll make us more forgiving. That'll make us more understanding. That'll make us be a better neighbor. That'll make us be a better husband, a better wife, a better brother, a better sister, a better son, a better mother, Lord. Daughter, Lord. We just pray that you would just help us, Lord. Our help comes from you. You said, look to the hills from which comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Lord, help us to look up and live. Amen. Look up and live. Help us through all the trials and tribulations, through all the circumstances in our lives, through all the storms that come and go. Lord, help us to look up and live, to walk by faith, to keep our eyes stayed on you, because we have the victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, we're just going to trust you all the way, 100%, Lord. We're just going to trust you. We're going to serve you with all of our heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Bless every home that's represented. Bless us as we leave this place, but not your presence. Bring us back at the appointed time. We can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.